Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless you. We magnify your name. We thank you for another day. We thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for going out. Thank you for coming in. Thank you, Lord, for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. Thank you, everlasting Lord, Jehovah God, for your wondrous plans concerning us, concerning our families, concerning your church, and concerning our nation. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto you. Thank you for all the past broadcasts, for everyone that have been blessed by listening to the broadcast. Thank you for the souls that have been won. Thank you for all manners of testimonies that we have been receiving. We bless you, we magnify your holy name. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, we commit today's broadcast into your hands. And we say, Lord, come and speak to us, speak to our situation, our circumstances. And Lord, Jehovah God, above all, let there be salvation of souls. Let there be healing, let there be deliverance. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Pray that the Almighty God will do something unique, something extraordinary in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be talking to you about what I titled Releasing the Power of Praise. Releasing the Power of Praise. And I'm going to take my text from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, reading from verse 20. The Bible says, "And they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God and you will be established. Believe his prophets and you will succeed. And when you are taking counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy attire. And as they went before the army and say, Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. And when they began to sing, to praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so that they were routed. For the men of Ammon and Moab rose against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, devoting them to destruction. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they all helped to destroy one another." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, there are three nations rose up against the nation of Judah. And King Jehoshaphat gathered the people together and they praised the Lord. And as they did so, God sent ambush against the enemies. The three nations destroyed themselves. They utterly destroyed one another. At the end of the day, he granted the children of Judah victory. I prophesy unto your life that everyone, every power that is gathering against you, the Almighty God will send them ambush and they begin to destroy themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. Every gathering that is not of God concerning you, concerning your family, the Almighty God will release his fire, will release confusion into their midst in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, there are key things I want us to know concerning this passage. There was a problem. And what did Jehoshaphat did? He sought the face of God. No matter what you may be going through, brothers and sisters, you should seek the face of God. And the best way to seek the face of God is to praise him, is to worship him, is to exalt him. He sought the face of the Almighty God, and the Almighty God that answered prayer answered him. Because one thing I want you to know, brothers and sisters, is that it's God himself that told us in his book that we should ask and we shall be given. He said we should seek and we will find. He said knock and the door shall open. He makes us to understand that we should pray until our jaw is full. So, brothers and sisters, don't be discouraged. Maybe you have prayed and it seems God is not hearing you. No, God is hearing you. Just praise him. Praise him, release the power of praise, and see what God is going to do for you. I want you to know that when we praise God, God inhabits the praises of his people. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 22, verse 3, it says, yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. So he is enthroned on the praises of Israel. God, when you praise him, he dwells in our midst. So best way to make God move on your behalf is to praise him. When we praise God, he's able to break every wall of Jericho that has been standing in your way. In the book of Joshua chapter 6, verse 20, the Bible says that so the people shouted and the trumpets were blown. And as soon as the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted a great shout and the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they captured the city. Brothers and sisters, every wall of Jericho that is standing between you and your destiny, I pray that as you praise the Lord, as you lift your voices in praise of this God, those walls shall fall down flat in the mighty name of Jesus. You will occupy that which the Lord has prepared for you in the name of Jesus. Your blessings will not be denied you. The promises of God concerning you shall come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we praise God, we make God to fight for us. Brothers and sisters, you are fighting a spiritual battle, and of your own, you cannot win those battles. So why not surrender that battle to God? And when you surrender it to him, the Lord will rise on your behalf. You surrender it by praising him. You praise him when you go to the altar. You know, the altar is called the place of exchange. You bring your problems, your challenges, you lay them at the altar. And then you take up the praises of God, begin to praise him. And as you praise him, the heavens will be open, the angels of God will begin to fight your battle, and indeed you can be assured of total victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will make your enemy to destroy themselves. You see, when you praise God, it will make you to reap even where you have not sown. You can see there, if you read that passage further down, the children of Judah, they have so much to take away because the enemies have destroyed themselves. Brothers and sisters, your enemies, they will destroy themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. They will destroy themselves. Praise God. And as you praise him, you will see the power of God working on your behalf, granting you total victory. And that shall be so in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we praise God, it brings forth an earthquake, as we can see in the book of Acts chapter 16, when you read from verse 25, when Paul and Silas began to praise God, in verse 25, you see, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, the God of suddenly will answer you. Say, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. Oh, the Lord will answer you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every chain of captivity that has held you bound, they shall be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Every prison wall that surrounded you, As you praise the Lord, those prison walls shall be broken from their foundation in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, Paul and Silas were in prison. They were in prison, they were held in prison, but that didn't stop them from praising God. Don't let your situation, don't let your circumstance stop you from praising God. Rather, let it spoil you the more for you to praise God. And I can guarantee you that as you praise His God, it will answer you. It will bring an end to that situation. It will bring an end to that circumstance because you have praised Him. When you read further in that verse 27, say, when the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, do not harm yourself, for we are all here. And the jailer called for light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Can you imagine the jailer falling down before the prisoner? In verse 30, said, then he brought them out and said, sirs, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Oh, brothers and sisters, it's wonderful what God can do, what our praises can do. Then we praise God, what He can do. You can see here the jailer calling Paul and Silas, sirs, bowing down before them. Your enemy will bow down before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone that is saying that nothing good is going to amount from you, they will bow down in the mighty name of Jesus because God is going to do something extraordinary in your life, in your family, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because this is your season of rejoicing. And indeed, you will rejoice. The Lord will put a song of joy, a song of victory, a song of fulfillment in your mouth in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you praise God, it makes evangelism even easy. Many of us are finding it difficult to even preach the gospel. But you know, by singing praises to God, God will release the power upon you. It will take you to a new level, a new dimension. You can see here in the case of Paul and Silas, they were not even the one preaching to the jailer. The jailer was saying, look, what can we do to be saved? What can we do to be saved? Well, they were more than ready to be invested for the kingdom of God. As you praise God, the Lord will begin to make you a daily soul winner in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you go, the grace to win souls for the kingdom of God, the Lord will release upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. When you praise God, it makes the impossible possible. It brings back to life that which is dead. When you praise God, it brings back to life that situation that appeared dead in your life. As you praise God, God will bring them back to life in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that the resurrection power that rose up our Lord Jesus Christ, that power will be released unto you mightily in the name of Jesus. But what are we talking about, brothers and sisters? We are talking about praising God. You need to know who you are praising. You need to have a relationship with this Jesus. Do you have a relationship with Him? I want to give you that opportunity right now. Wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you on behalf of these your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. And these ones will never go back to their vomit. In the name of Jesus. For everyone that have heard this message, I prophesy unto you that the mighty hand of God will be upon you. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. He will guide and direct you. He will fight your battles for you. He will grant you victory on all sides in the mighty name of Jesus. His favor will surround you. His favor will speak for you. His favor will make way for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Until we meet again, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.